בפרק הקויסי משמם, גבי עובדה דיימה בחושו, תטייפס לבלחוי ומוקים שחב לחירם, ליקונו אפילו עושו שליח. So Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos brings down a Gemara in Ksubos. What does the Gemara in Ksubos say? There's a Merdeki Gemara in Ksubos. The Gemara in Ksubos says, there was a Loive that died. And this Loive had a lot of Balchavis. He had a lot of Balchavis. So, and he left over a ship. There was a ship in the water that it seems like the Polim could pay up for one of the Chavis. Yemer Bachoshu made a shliach. He says, go and take the ship. Go take the ship for me. So fine. So Yemer Bachoshu goes and takes the ship. And why he's going to take the ship? He takes the ship. So for Yemer Bachoshu, the shliach is taking the ship. So two Malvas, I think, Rav Papa and someone else, I forgot the other one's name, are standing there. They were also Malvas. So he told the Shliach, who are you to take the ship? Get out of here. He took the ship already, and then they fought over. Each one went and chapped the ship for themselves. They were also Malvas. So each one chapped the ship for themselves. Hi. Now there was a fight between them, who chapped first. Okay, let's not get into that fight. But al kaponim, we have a meridik, an often a gemara, yema bachosho made a shliach. And then they told them, yes, you're tevis l'bachim, mokim shechav l'chayim. She should have told them, I don't have a chayim, but Rashi won't see it after you. Rashi says, a shliach, I'm good, what do you want for my life? So he said, no, the gemara vice, so he said, you're shliach, a tevis l'bachim, helps me to have made him a shliach. So now we have to understand two things. Number one, we have to understand what is the svara of Rashi. And number two, we have to understand what Rashi did with the Gemara. There's a double problem. And let's just try to address one problem at a time. The Ktsoi says Pshat in Shitas Rashi. Ktsoi says Pshat in Shitas Rashi as follows. That there is a parsha of Shlichus. That means Reuven makes Shimon a shliach. There's a din shluchi shalodom kemoisim. There's a parsha of zechiyah. Zochen laodom shaloi befonim. Zocht the ktsois. How do we know this din of zochen laodom shaloi befonim? There's a parsha. Ish zoche. There's a parsha. There's a parsha of zechiyah. So there's two dinim. That means one can make a shliach to do something for him. And there's a parsha without a minui of shliches when it's a schus. Zoch lodom shalai befond. That's it. Zoch lodom shalai befond. So the tzais that they held, Rashi saying, Shav, Rav Nachman, Rav Chizde, they held this parsha of zechiyah, of zoch lodom shalai befond. That means that it's a schus for yene, I can be zeiche for him without any minu shliches. That is dafke if I'm not stepping on someone's toes. This is a schus. It's a schus. Why not? It's a schus for him. But if by being zeiche for him, I'm stepping on someone else's toes, he's gonna get, but others are going to lose. Then there's no parsha of schia. The whole parsha of schia that was said that a person on his own accord could be zeiche for someone else. This was only said if it's a schus gomel. It's a schus that it's a schus for him and no one is suffering from this. That's called there. There is gezokvon a parsha of schi, zochnom shle befona. But if this is one person is gaining and another person is losing because of this schus, there's no parsha of schi. So that is only in the parsha of Shliach. But if I make someone a Shliach, so it's not the parsha, so then Shluchi Shalom Kamaisa, what's the problem? So I made him a Shliach, so he can take from me. This is the Svara of Rashi. This is the Svara of Rashi. Now, so, since Svara we know, but there's one more problem. What does Rashi do with the Gemara in Ksubis? The Gemara in Ksubis is, The Gemara in Subis, we have a problem. So I'd like to mention Bekitzer, a Muridike Pshat in Rashi that Rabruven says, and with that we'll end the Shia. We have here, Rav Nachman holds that a magbi metzi lechaveiroi lekona chaveiroi because it's a toifis lebalchoi. Toifis lebalchoi. So it's not, it's balchoi. Later we'll have Rabbi Yochanan says a magbi metzi lechaveiroi kona chaveiroi. He holds kona chaveiroi. Fragen der Rishonim, but it's a toifis lebalchoi. What's the svara of Rabbi Yochanan? So let's forget what Tosfos says. So the Ramban says, Amoyre de Keteretz. Ramban says, the whole din of Tosfos lebal choy was not said by Metziah. Why? By Metziah, no one has a schus in the Metziah. That means there's a Metziah, I have to take a Metziah. That's called, I'm half to you, I'm taking away from you, you had something, you had nothing. There's a half to take a Metziah. So Memela, so I'm picking it up for Reuben. That's called I'm taking away from you. The whole din, the Ramban, Amuridika Ramban, the whole din, Rabbi Yochanan held, the whole din of Teufis Lebal Choy, Bemokim Shechav La'acherem means, if by my Schia I'm taking away from you. That means as follows. Reuben borrowed from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Now Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda have a Shibud on Reuben. Reuben owes their money. So they all have a shibud on his nechosim. Yankel goes and takes the money of Reuben and he zeichet for Shimon. So you're being mafkia, the schus of Levi and Yehuda. You're mafkia, the schus. Levi has a shibud on it. Levi lent the money. Yehuda lent the money. By taking it for Reuben, to be zeichet for Reuben, by taking for Reuben to be zeichet for Shimon, you're being mafkia the schus of Levi and Yehuda. That's called atayfus lebalchoy. You can't take away, unless you're a baldova, to take away a something I have schusay mominis in, then you have to be a baldova. If you're not a baldova, you can't take it away. Now, so we have here Amachloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan holds, by Metziah there's no problem whatsoever. By Metziah it's not called Teufis Lebalchoy, because the whole halacha of Teufis Lebalchoy was only said if I'm taking away from someone. If I'm taking away, that's by Balchoyvis, by a Teufis Lebalchoy. That means all the Malvis have a Shibud and the Nichsei Aloive. You are Zoich in the Nechosim for Shimon. So you're taking away from Levi and Yehuda. That is a din, I'm sorry, only a Baldova can take away. A fremde mensch cannot take away. And there, in this din, is a Filo by Shlichus also. There, Lav Kol Kemenei, for you to take away from Yenna. You're not a Baldova. There, Shlichus also won't tell. According to Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman holds by Metziah, there's also a din of Teufis Lebalchoy, then you're not taking away from anyone. Rav Nachman held, it's another din in Gansan. It's a din that you're mafsitim, not you're taking away. You're chav, here Rashi says, chav means I mafsed him. He could have been zoiche, and by being zoiche for this one, I'm being mafsed him. Zot Rab Reuven Azoi. We have here a machloikis amoiroim, what the halacha of Teufis Lebalchoyv is. According to Rav Nachman, the whole halacha of Teufis Lebalchoyv is not by taking away, because by Metziah, there's also the Teufis Lebalchoyv. So, according to Rav Nachman, the whole din of Teufis Lebalchoyv is being mafsid. Someone is having a loss, a potential loss, that means a menias harevach. That's why I feel by Metziah there's a din. Here Rashi says, chav mafsid. And whole Shas Rashi doesn't touch with the tight chavis. So he says, according to Rav Nachman, the whole din of a magbi Metziah lechaver is because someone is going to have a loss. So this is only a din in Schiyah. Because the holding of Zochen L'Adam Shloi Befonav, as we mentioned before, according to the Ktzois, is only if it's a schus kama. No one is losing. No one's toes are being stepped on. But if by being Zoiche for Ruben, Shimon will have some sort of a hefset, you can't be Zoiche for Ruben. That is according to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that afilo by Metzia, the concept of Taifus L'Bal Chayv is applicable. It's only a din in Schia and not in Shlichus. Shlichus was Ichel. Because it's, we mentioned before, according to the Ktzois. According to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan knows by Metzia Bechlal, there's no inyan of Taifus L'Bal Chayv. The holding of Taifus L'Bal Chayv was only said if you're Mafkia Mominus, you Mafkia Shibudim that the other Malvas possessed. If that is the din of Taifus L'Bal Chayv, so, to be mafkiya momen, you need only a baldova, and shlichus also will not help. And that is the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis, they held that the holding of Taibis L'Bachayim is only Baal-Bachayim, not by Metzia. And if that is the case, so the holding is you're not, only a baldova is bekoyach to be mafkiya schusim from the other malvis. And if that is the case, so a shlich is also not a baldova, so he cannot be typhus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the next slide. Thank you.